Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
High temperatures on Saturday between 60 and 65 degrees. Scattered light showers expected late morning into the afternoon. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Cooling off a little bit from the mid-60 earlier high. 61 in Rockville, 62 right now in Ashburn.
At 6:59.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good evening. I'm Ann Kramer.
And I'm Sean Anderson. Coming up,
right now, if you're 16 or younger, you're not allowed to be at National Harbor without a parent or a guardian.
A youth curfew began about 2 hours ago.
Small business owners say a National Harbor curfew will help, but they want a more permanent fix. I'm Matt Koufax.
Another night of pro-Palestinian protests at GW as some demonstrators are threatened with suspension.
Months after a flash flood killed 10 dogs, a D.C. agency's after-action report is released. I'm Kate Ryan.
Don't hold your breath on Donald Trump's January 6th-related trial starting in D.C. this year.
We're going to go in-depth on the reason why with CBS News.
Caps, Rangers, playoff game. Game 3 about to start.
7 o'clock.
Tornadoes in country's midsection.
First responders flooding into the area.
Growing pro-Palestinian campus protests.
It's horrible. It's people are afraid to go to class, afraid to just walk outside.
First week of testimony in former President Trump's criminal trial.
They started this trial with the big picture.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Dozens of tornadoes touched down in at least three states, including Texas, Oklahoma, and Nebraska. In Arlington, Texas, hail and torrential downpours. In Nebraska, an apparent twister near Lincoln, as heard on Broadcastify.com.
Looks like we've got the building is fully collapsed.
We're slightly delayed. We're getting through now.
Unknown people were inside.
KOLN-TV reports.
There seems to be a building collapse there. There have been first responders flooding into the area. We've seen ambulances. We've seen fire trucks. We've seen all sorts of first responder crews.
70 workers were said to be inside the building at the time and at least three injuries reported. Damage has been reported to homes and businesses in suburban Omaha. The severe weather risk continues through tomorrow. Pro-Palestinian demonstrators are not budging as the protests spread from coast to coast. CBS's Michael George has more on the school where it all started.
As talks between school administrators and pro-Palestinian protesters on Columbia's campus continue, pro-Israeli demonstrators, mostly non-students, made their voices heard outside.
Nobody's talking about the hostages.
This Columbia grad student who took part in the rally worries those in the encampments are forgetting about the hostages still being held by Hamas.
If you actually want peace to be achieved as we do, and if you want a ceasefire, the hostages need to be released.
The students have been calling on the school to divest financially from companies that do business with Israel.
The protests have spread overseas with students at Paris University occupying a campus building. CBS's Robert Berger in Jerusalem has the latest on the negotiations to reach a ceasefire agreement in Gaza.
An Egyptian delegation was in Israel today and presented a new proposal that would see the release of 20 Israeli hostages in the first phase of a ceasefire. This is far less than the 40 hostages offered under a previous proposal that Hamas rejected.
No prison for the paramedic who, during a police stop, injected Elijah McClain with the sedative ketamine. McClain, who was black, died. Jeremy Cooper faced up to 3 years in prison, but a Colorado judge had instead given him probation. McClain's mother says her son has yet to get justice. On Wall Street, Alphabet and Microsoft pushed stocks up. The Dow closed up 154 points. The Nasdaq surged 316. Now this.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
7:03 here on WTOP, Friday evening, April 26, 2024. Manassas at 60, heading down to the 40s overnight. Good evening, I'm Dimitri Sotis with the top local stories we're following this hour. A new juvenile curfew is in effect tonight at National Harbor. It says those 16 and younger must be with a parent or guardian. It applies on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights. But do those folks running the small businesses in the area think this is a good measure? WTOP's Matt Koufax out at National Harbor to find out.
Recently, what I've seen, teenagers fighting. Girls, little teenage girls on their phone trying to find other teenage girls to fight them, or guys trying to find dudes to fight, and they vandalizing people's stores that they work hard for in this harbor.
Small business workers like Amber, who has a job at Pepper Palace in National Harbor, tell me they're big supporters of this new juvenile curfew.
Hope it fixes whatever's going on with these kids.
She says late night crime is eroding small business morale in the area and hopes police take a harder stance against juvenile crime. She wants a more permanent solution to what she calls the craziness.
Don't call their parent. Put them in your police call, talk to them, then call their parent. Okay, that's not going to work. Put them in a jail cell.
In National Harbor, Matt Koufax, WTOP News.
Protests on the campus of George Washington University against the war in Gaza, night two. Students have mostly been protesting on public sidewalks and streets for the past several hours. The university says those pitched tents on university yard, those who did pitch tents, are trespassing. 7 News reporter Tom Rousey joined us on WTOP from the Northwest DC campus a bit ago.
As far as the folks who are camping and who have set up the tents, there's been no movement today. They've left the tents there. No one has left, as best I can tell. And as far as the police, there's a lot of police around, both George Washington campus police, but then also Metropolitan Police Department members. But they're basically taking a hands-off approach. I've seen very little interaction between the police and the protesters. And throughout the day, the protest has been peaceful. There's been a tense moment or two when counter-protesters showed up, but I've certainly seen nothing violent, and I have seen very few moments that were even tense. It's mostly been folks chanting, folks speaking, and the vast majority of the protesters are not camping. They're actually on the public sidewalk and the public street.
The student newspaper at Foggy Bottom, the GW Hatchet, is reporting the demonstrators have been sitting in a circle, eating and listening to songs as more students arrive to protest outside of the encampment. Organizers called for people to come in to support the encampment in an Instagram post earlier today. The university has threatened to ban and suspend any student who is still camped out at University Yard. We'll keep you updated here this weekend on WTOP. The Anti-Defamation League says it fully supports these demonstrations, but it does draw the line at anti-Semitic signs and slogans and chants, which it says have been on display at GW and elsewhere in recent weeks at the many other college campuses that have demonstrations. Anti-Semitic incidents last year in the U.S. were up 140% from the year before.
We've been urging for months that we are seeing this increase of anti-Israel rhetoric. It's not just people who are criticizing the Israeli government. They are blaming Jews as a whole on a global basis. And while speech of Israel, you know, can be critical in many ways, and you can be supportive of the humanitarian crisis, you can't have threats, intimidation, and harassment. And I think that's part of what we're seeing. We're seeing a lot of uneducation, of not understanding the conflict in the Middle East and the true history. But we're also seeing a lot of conspiracy theories, which is where a lot of anti-Semitism comes from. And we're seeing anti-Zionism specifically targeting the Jewish community.
Meredith Weissel is D.C. Region Director of the Anti-Defamation League. She was with us earlier on WTOP. 8 months after 10 dogs died in a flood at a doggy daycare business in D.C., a draft report on what went wrong has been released. Here's WTOP's Kate Ryan.
The report from the D.C. Homeland Security and Emergency Management Agency is a draft after-action document. Advisory Neighborhood Commissioner Joe Bishop Henchman, who serves the Eckington community, had this reaction.
Well, it confirms a lot of embarrassing stuff.
Such as?
911 miscategorizing the emergency, which led to a very long delay of first responders getting two district dogs.
District Dogs was the Rhode Island Avenue business that flooded August 14th. 10 dogs died in the business where floodwaters reached 6 feet. Emergency dispatchers initially characterized the issue as a water leak. Among the corrective actions called for, retraining emergency call takers and dispatchers and determining whether the building that used to house District Dogs is still at risk for flooding. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
A judge has ordered a local Marine Corps veteran and former militia member to stay in jail pending trial on charges he tried to make ricin, a biological toxin. 42-year-old Russell Vane of Vienna, Virginia, was arrested 2 weeks ago after authorities searched his house and found traces of ricin along with lab equipment and castor beans from which ricin is derived in a laundry room in a home he shares with his wife and two young kids. Court papers are showing that Vane came to authorities' attention after an online news outlet, News to Share, reported a Virginia militia had severed ties with Vane because they were alarmed by what they considered his loose talk about homemade explosives. Coming up here on WTOP, he was the richest man in the world, and then he wasn't, and tonight he is again. Stay with us. Traffic and weather in about 30 seconds.
We buy any car. We buy any car. We buy any car. Any.
Did you know trading in your car at a dealer could cost you money? Research shows consumers who trade in their car pay an average of $990 more. So don't trade in. Sell it to We Buy Any Car. Get your free online valuation now at
We Buy Any Car.
Research published in the Journal of Industrial Economics December 2015 showed buyers with a trade-in pay an average of $990 more than those who do not trade in their used cars.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th, and when it breaks, we go to Bob Immler in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Well, Beltway in Maryland slows a bit getting to Colesville Road each way. Did have a crash earlier on the inner loop. It is now on the shoulder and still there to be seen. Getting a little bit of attention in each direction, especially, of course, on the inner loop. On 50 out to the Bay Bridge, if you're going out to the shore, you've got nothing to worry about. Clear sailing getting out to the Bay Bridge on 50. 95 in the Baltimore-Washington Parkway doing all right, pretty much the same story. Up and down 270. Beltway in Virginia all but cleared out, including at the Wilson Bridge. On 95, a couple of slow spots, mainly northbound up through Stafford. Southbound, not much to speak of at all. And things are running pretty well for the most part all around the region. Even in the district, we have things clearing out on the Southeast-Southwest Freeway. DC 295 slows each way getting to Pennsylvania Avenue, but nothing reported stopped in the roadway. George Washington Parkway northbound near 123, believe that disabled is out of the roadway now. WTOP Newsroom furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living, and bedroom sets. Plus brand-name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. Bob Immler, WTOP Traffic.
All right, Bob. Now, Veronica Johnson, 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist.
Right this evening, clouds will start moving in, but still a very nice evening for getting out. It is going to be dry by morning, mostly cloudy skies, and throughout your Saturday, overcast with some scattered rain showers, most of which will fall from late morning going through the afternoon. Temperatures early Saturday, 48 to 53 degrees with high temperatures on Saturday, 60 to 65. It's going to be a two-season weekend, spring on Saturday and more summery on Sunday, partly sunny with a high temperature, 85 degrees. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Upper Marlboro's at 60, Woodbridge 58, D.C. 63, and dropping to the upper 40s tonight, around 48 to 52. In most of our area. We're brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money News, 10 and 40 past the hour. Let's go to Jeff Claybaugh.
The Fed's best inflation gauge shows it rose again in March, now running at 2.8%. Hughes Network Systems has opened a big manufacturing facility at Montgomery College, right on its campus, that will also serve students. Elon Musk is now the richest man again at $184 billion. Mark Zuckerberg's net worth fell to $154 billion. The Dow finished Friday session up 154 points. The NASDAQ up 316. That was 2%. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
For the week, the S&P and NASDAQ had their best week since November. So the S&P was up almost 3%, snapping a three-week losing streak. The NASDAQ gained more than 4% this week. The Dow up 1%. Again, all those figures for the week. Coming up here on WTOP, you may not want to get your hopes up for any kind of Donald Trump trial here in D.C. this year. We'll talk to Scott McFarlane of CBS News about what's going on. It's 7:12.
At LMI, they're reimagining the path from insight to outcome at the new speed of possible. Discover what you can achieve at www.lmi.org.
We all have that friend who wakes up early to go get everyone McDonald's breakfast while the rest of us sleep in. This is your sign to thank them. And if you're that friend, this is us saying thank you.
Just a friendly reminder that right now, get any size iced coffee before 11 a.m. for just 99 cents. And a satisfying sausage McMuffin with egg is just $2.79. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Pulling up to Mickey D's just for drinks? Oh, yeah, that's me. Nothing extra, just perfection and a straw. Coming in hot for the coldest cups on the block. Because there are drinks. Then there are drinks from McDonald's.
Ever combine an ice-cold frozen Coke with piping hot fries? Try frozen drinks any size for $1.49. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Good to have you here at 7:13 on WTOP. Later this half hour, you may be in a hurry tonight. You're really mashing that gas pedal to go faster. We'll tell you why, no matter what, you may want to slow down. Ahead on WTOP. More news in 60 seconds.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
When news is breaking, see it first at 4 with Megan Clark and Victoria Sanchez. Then, what's happening now at 5 and 6 with Scott Newman and Michelle Marsh. 7 News is your breaking news team every night at 4, 5, and 6 p.m.
And now 7:15 on WTOP. We're glad you're here for the weekend. There have been serious concerns about whether Donald Trump's January 6th trial would be held this year before the November election here in D.C. Now that we've heard oral arguments before the U.S. Supreme Court on presidential immunity, it may be almost guaranteed that trial is not going to happen this year. We discussed that with CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarlane.
The prospects of Donald Trump going on trial here in D.C. for election conspiracy and efforts to overturn the 2020 election have been dimming by the day, dimming by the hour. There's just not a lot of time left before November for that trial to happen pre-election 2024. And it seems from what the Supreme Court was saying, the tenor and content of their words at arguments yesterday, that they're about ready to shut the lights off altogether on that prospect. They're not speaking with one voice. They're not of one mindset. That was clear from arguments yesterday. They're going to need time to formulate their opinion and ruling. They're going to need probably a couple months to issue their ruling. And that is time that is simply not available at the federal courthouse down the street where Trump was to stand trial. They're going to need a couple months to get back on a war footing to have the trial if the case returns to that courthouse. And it's not clear that the Supreme Court will directly return it to that courthouse. It seems like that trial is going to slide into 2025, and that's assuming Donald Trump doesn't win re-election, because if he does, he seems primed to kill off the case altogether.
We do still have the hush money trial rolling along in New York, and that is certainly expected to conclude long before November. But what about anything else, like classified documents or the Georgia situation? Any progress there?
Those were already in the slow lane, especially the classified records case, where the judge in Florida has allowed it to get bogged down with, I mean, hundreds of entries into the court docket and how many thousands of pages of arguments. That's been in the slow lane. It remains there. The Georgia case is so big, so sweeping. It's always been, you know, a long-term project too. But Jack Smith, the special counsel, built this Washington, D.C. case narrowly. It was a skinny case made for speed, no co-defendants, a narrow set of charges. And it's just been slowed down. And it's noteworthy for a few reasons, Dimitri. But one of them is that Jack Smith, in his arguments earlier in the case, trying to stop delay tactics, said the public has a right to a speedy trial, too. speedy trial no one will be getting.
CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarlane on Skype. Top stories here on WTOP. About 200 pro-Palestinian demonstrators have been rallying on GW's campus outside of an encampment barricade. Donald Trump's lawyers try to discredit the testimony of the prosecution's first witness in that New York hush money trial that we've been discussing. And former President Trump claims he's ready to debate President Biden. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead. We're brought to you by Marlowe Furniture's floor sample sale on now. For a limited time, save up to 60% on all furniture plus delivery. Visit marlowefurniture.com for locations and hours. Time for Bob Immler in the WTOP Traffic Center.
North of the Beltway on 355 northbound at Old Georgetown Road, a crash there. Beltway Inner Loop still has some heavy pockets through Bethesda and Silver Spring. It is starting to wind down, though. Traffic on 95 at the Baltimore-Washington Parkway running pretty well on each between the Beltways with a brief slowdown here and there on the BW Parkway, and that's really about it. 270 is delay-free, 50 out to the Bay Bridge. Pretty much the same story there. And Beltway traffic on the Virginia side is running without delay. On 66, running freely in both directions, and traffic on both 395 and 95 starting to ease up nicely, a tap of the brakes here and there each way. And now a list of things from Progressive Insurance. Home, auto, boat, motorcycle, RV, ATV. Progressive protects them all. Learn more at bundlingandprogressive.com. That's progressive.com. WTOP traffic. Bob Immler.
And now we're going to Veronica Johnson, she's 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist.
Well, hopefully you're enjoying this evening, because tomorrow evening will be mostly cloudy, and that will come after some scattered rain showers throughout the day on Saturday. This evening, temperatures dropping into the lower 50s, and by morning Saturday, we'll be somewhere around 48 to about 50 degrees. 60 to 65 for your Saturday afternoon, still cool with scattered showers going through the afternoon. Sunshine on Sunday, 82 to 87 degrees. More summery. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Upper Marlboro is at 60, Woodbridge 58, D.C. 63 degrees. Some of us going all the way down to 48 overnight. We're brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week. Still ahead here on WTOP, there had been a push by the Biden administration to ban menthol cigarettes. What's happened to that? It's being set aside for now. 720, stay with us.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-1794. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-1794. That's 800-575-1794. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
At Kaiser Permanente, we know that employees who spend time serving the community are more productive during the time they spend in the office. Nearly 90% of respondents to a survey about volunteerism in the corporate environment said that companies that sponsor volunteer activities offer a better overall working environment than those that do not. And more than 70% felt volunteering activities increased morale and overall well-being. April is National Volunteer Month, and we're sharing tips to get your company started at kp.org/leadboldly/WTOP.
It's great to have you here. 722 on WTOP. I'm Dimitri Sotis. Thanks for being with us. Biden administration officials have indefinitely postponed a ban on menthol cigarettes amid election year pushback.
The Biden administration is indefinitely delaying a long-awaited ban on menthol cigarettes.
It has anesthetic properties and qualities that help mask the harshness and irritation of tobacco smoke.
The FDA says it would prevent hundreds of thousands of smoking-related deaths over 40 years. Health Secretary Javier Becerra gave no timeline for issuing the rule, saying more time is needed to consider feedback, including from civil rights groups. About 80% of black smokers use menthol. Reverend Al Sharpton and other civil rights leaders have warned a ban on menthol would create an illegal market for the cigarettes in black communities and invite more confrontations with police. Ed Donahue, Washington.
You may want to check your speed if you're driving in Fairfax County. Police are cracking down on speeding and distracted driving through a Road Shark traffic safety campaign. WTOP's Scott Gelman has been riding with an officer to see how the targeted approach is working to keep communities safe.
So one of the things we're looking for right there, right, all these vehicles are going with the speed of traffic, except for one.
The exception along Columbia Pike here in Annandale is a gold Honda CR-V that Fairfax County Police Officer Kevin Gare caught driving around traffic.
And they know.
The driver's getting teary-eyed as Gare approaches the car.
Writer citation, just because, you know, 16 over in a high pedestrian area is pretty not great.
Using a LIDAR gun, Gare is monitoring for egregious speeders in this 25-mile-per-hour zone with pedestrians all around. It's the second week of the department's Road Shark campaign.
And really our goal is education through enforcement.
In the first wave, almost 5,700 tickets and warnings were issued.
Our goal is to be out here and be visible, so we just want to make sure that folks are obeying the law.
In Fairfax County, Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
The driver convicted in that high-speed crash that killed two teen girls walking home from Oakton High School in 2022, has been given a recommended sentence by a jury of 4 years behind bars. The jury found 20-year-old Usmane Shaheed guilty of two counts of involuntary manslaughter earlier this week. Prosecutors say Shaheed, who was 18 at the time of the crash with a learner's permit, was driving a BMW at more than 80 miles an hour in a 35-mile-per-hour zone back in June of 2022. According to prosecutors, he saw a traffic light was yellow, he floored it, and slammed into a Toyota 4Runner that was turning left. Police testified during trial the force of the crash sent Saheed's BMW off the road and onto the sidewalk, where he hit three teen girls, killing two of them. 7:24.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Eye on Travel Minute. Want to get your steps in? There are some airports in the U.S. where getting to your gate or switching terminals will give you the longest walks. So which airports are the biggest offenders? At Washington Dulles, you can walk as much as 1.6 miles to get to your plane. Houston Intercontinental could set you back more than a mile and a half. And the longest walk? That would be Dallas-Fort Worth, where you could hike more than 2.1 miles to get to your gate. What about the shortest walk at an airport? Try Bluegrass Airport in Lexington, Kentucky, a mere tenth of a mile. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Eye on Travel Minute.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
7:25. Let's go to Rob Woodfork.
Well, the Capitals and Rangers in the first period of a rather active start to Game 3 in D.C. Let's go live to Capital One Arena for a live update from Dave Preston.
12:18 to play in the first period. Rob, Capitals and New York Rangers tied at 1. The Caps getting the first goal of the night on a John Carlson tally with 14:26 left in the period. And the first period assisted by TJ Oshie and Martin Fejervaara. Then the Rangers answer 34 seconds later on a Chris Kreider goal. Visitors on an 8-3 shot advantage. It's appeared the Caps have been skating uphill for much of this frame, but they're tied 1-1, 12:18 to